Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
To catch the top of my fist. I appreciate that, Shannon. Good, solid fucking producing there. Tracy's coughing like a fucking...
Yeah.
A mom. Like a fucking...
I had a cold last week.
You sound... That was the most fucking hoarse mom cough I've ever heard. It sounds like you smoked two packs of cigarettes
a day.
By the way, that
smoke.
Is so
Isn't
much more
sad?
Telling of Lewis than you, that he calls a sick, throaty, dying cough. You sound like a mommy.
We had a great show planned today. Real Ass Podcast is here. It's Friday. Starting a little late. I apologize for the people in the live chat. We will make it up to you. Anybody in the live chat right now, what do we give them?
Free kisses.
Free kisses.
I can cough again for them.
No, please don't. We don't want to hear your fucking coughs, Tracy.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's literally a button for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I looked at it when I coughed, and then I was like, nah.
It actually says the word on it.
Yeah, I was like, nah, next time maybe.
Come on, Tracy. Give the fucking program. It's a Real Ass Podcast live Friday show. A little less prepared than normal. I didn't even bring a computer today. Normally, I bring a computer. I fucking browse the internet while I do the show.
What happened, man?
I forgot it, and then I was already out the door, and it's been raining all morning. I didn't feel like turning around. It was a whole to-do.
We're going
to
have your full attention?
I left my umbrella at a deli, and I was like down the block already. I was like, I'm not going back in the rain to get my umbrella. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Were you still on the block, though?
I was.
Yeah, that's laziness.
It was just pure laziness. Yeah. And then I just got rained on. So, welcome to my life. Zach D'Amico's here, international superstar, as always, killing it.
How's it going?
What's up, doggy?
Feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your pro wrestling career going?
Very good. Very, very good. I'm doing a seminar, going to a seminar and starting training in January.
You're actually training to pro wrestle?
To do like manager shit. Like,
okay.
You know, just get hit once and flop around like a bitch.
That's so fucking dope. Are you doing it with Corey Castle and them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to come in and take over eventually. I'm letting them build up their brand a little bit before I get in there.
That shit is so fun, man.
Yeah, it was a great show. I went to the show. We went out in Jersey and saw a show. It was a really great show.
We were at the same one.
Oh, that's right. We were at the same one.
I have my lady and her godson, though, so I didn't get to have fun with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were having sex with hookers.
Y'all were up.
At the show.
Top.
Yeah,
just going ham.
Yeah.
I kept looking at y'all like, y'all so much fun.
That voice right there, the smooth, sexy, sultry, silky voice, is the very funny, hilarious comedian, Monroe Martin. What's up, kid?
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm well.
Also, Tracy Carnazzo's here.
Hi.
Trixie Tanuzzi on
Tuzini.
Twitter. Whatever.
It's my porn name.
Tanuzzi.
Trixie Tuzini. It flows.
The fact that I even remember the fucking
you
Trixie
always
Tanuzzi.
Remember my porn name. Come on.
Why? Is that your porn name?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is that what is it? Did you use the formula that they tell you to use for a porn name? Which
what
is,
your pet and then the first street you ever lived on?
Yeah, yeah. Because mine is dope. I have a great porn name based off of that formula.
What's it?
What is it?
Tell us.
Chichi Benson.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a dope porn name.
That's a fucking
that worked out for you.
Solid porn name. What's up, doggy? I'm Chichi Benson. I have this mustache.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
But you got to fuck with that hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mine stinks.
What's yours?
Bippy Irving.
Bippy Irving? That ain't bad. Bippy Irving, if that was a chick, if that was a hot blonde chick.
Isn't that what Zach is?
Yes.
I'm Bippy Irving the later years.
Bippy Irving.
What would be yours, Monroe?
I don't know. I never.
You didn't grow up on a street, no home ever?
Yeah, there's too many streets to pick from.
What was the first street that you remember living on?
The first mine was Benson street, Street, I Rockland remember County, New York, West living Upshire, on New York. Was
Hungry Dog Group Home.
French.
Oh shit,
that's funny. That's
what? What was the first street you remember growing?
North. North. 32nd and North. So
North. It'll perfect. Be like beautiful.
So then, how do you come up with the
first name?
The first pet.
Your first pet.
My first pet was a dog, a German Shepherd named Sam.
Sam Norris. That's solid, dog.
Yeah.
Big black, yeah. Big black cock. Sam Norris is here.
Sam Norris. He puts his foot on their throat.
That's like that's like a porn name that would be a real guy in porn. Like, because sometimes they don't even have silly names. They're just like, no, I'm just going to have a fucking straight up name.
Sam Norris.
That's a fucking great name. So Trixie Tuzzini.
Right.
You grew up on Tuzzini?
No, I mean, this is just a name that I was called Trixie when I was younger. It was from, I guess, the movie Problem Child.
This isn't.
No, I didn't go with.
You can't just choose your own fucking porn
You can
name.
Choose yeah. your
you gotta
own
use
porn
a formula.
Name.
See if there's other formulas, by the way. I'm sure there's plenty of formulas out there.
I found a porn name generator.
Beautiful. First, we're going to find out what Tracy's porn name is based off of the original formula. What was the street that you grew up on, Tracy?
Mance.
Mance. That's a fucking great last name.
Really?
I would assume a woman with the last name Mance is going to suck my dick dry.
M-A-N-S-E.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then what's your pet's first name?
First pet's name was like, I don't remember.
You don't remember your first pet's name?
Happy.
Happy Mance?
Happy is my
That's
hamster.
That's a great porn name.
Yeah. That's
it really
awful.
Is a great
Happy
formula.
With an I, though. Yeah. Instead of a what? Yeah.
Happy Mance.
Like candy?
Happy Mance. Yeah.
Love it. Dude, love it.
Happy Mance keeps her mans happy.
Uh-huh. What does the porn name generator say, Shannon? Or wait, what is your porn name based off of this formula, Shannon?
Shannon Lee Hire.
I grew up on like a number street, so it's going to be stupid.
What is it?
It's like 74th Casey. Casey 74th. Casey was my first cat's name.
KC74, I like it. That's not bad. That would be like one of those webcam chicks.
Yeah.
Like you were a gamer, but then you went into webcamming.
KC74.
I like it. Harrington, what's yours? Something gross, probably.
It's Fatso Forest.
No, it's not.
Well, at least that's not mine.
Oh my god, you just lost your real name.
Fatso Forest.
I had a hamster named Fatso and I grew up on Forest Avenue.
Doggy, that is
Oh,
my
high
favorite.
Five to the hamsters.
Yeah. Your name is now Fatso Forest from this point forward. How are you not calling yourself that?
Fatso Forest.
What does the porn name generator say, Shannon?
Featuring
For Tracy, it's a Missy. Wait, I don't know. Oh, wait, I'm going to share it. It's Missy Fucks a Lot.
Missy Fucks a Lot. Okay, I like it.
I wish they
it's
really
not
knew.
As fun.
Yeah,
this just gives
not.
You the name based off of what?
Yeah.
Just randomly give you a fucking name? That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Now, let's see. Luis J. Gomez. Let's see. Male. General Sin.
No.
Stinks.
That's like a Mortal Kombat name.
Yeah, this fucking generator stinks.
Yeah.
Zach and Miko, BJ Pickle. That actually should if I had to guess what your name was, I would guess BJ Pickle.
Like your government name?
Yes. Rick Quickie. That's just a bad name. Doesn't even sound
That's
good.
Not right.
Yeah, Rick Quickie.
I hate it. It's the old standby, man. Street you grew up on, first pet. It works.
Yeah.
Every single fucking
Yeah, they weren't time. Hiring me with that name.
Yeah. Yeah. So why, but what is this Trixie Tuzzini thing though?
I mean, I had to make a name. I had to have an alias, right?
And you don't think it's confusing to try to find you on the internet?
I feel like
I know you, I'm friends with you.
Right.
I've had you on the show 10 times at this point.
Right.
And I say it wrong every time.
I know, but you know, my real loyal fan base is, you know, good to me. So
Tracy Cronazzo wasn't available.
No,
somebody else had Tracy Carnazzo. That's impossible.
Well, I mean, I started my social media before I was doing comedy. I was doing porn.
No, you weren't.
I was doing voiceover porn.
How the fuck were you doing voiceover porn? What is
you don't know about this?
No, I don't know anything about you. I said you were friends. When I said
you
were friends,
really
it pained
friend.
Me. Yeah. When I said we're friends, I
literally don't even know you. I used to do voiceover porn in college.
What do you mean?
So basically, I don't know what the purpose of it was, but it was audio porn. Like you could put a CD in your car and like jerk off on the way to work, I guess.
And what would you do?
Jerk off.
They would give me scripts and I would read scripts.
Give me an example right now.
They
would you
were
be
awful.
With another guy?
A lot of it was just me telling a story. It was like narration and it was usually like really disgusting stuff. Like, I was a mom and I was going to, like, bang my son. It was, like, a lot of stuff because they would give me the scripts. I would read anything for $100.
Do you have a script?
I have an old one in
my
email.
Pull up an old one. We'll do plug.
I've done this on, like, every podcast I've ever been on.
It doesn't fucking matter. This is the Real Ass Podcast. Every other podcast you did sucks cock.
Oh, wow.
What's the biggest podcast you did this on, this specific thing?
Right, Bonfire. Now?
It's not even a podcast.
Well, you know.
It's a fucking radio show. Who the hell has SiriusXM? It's ridiculous.
So, I mean, yeah, I so do four, because I have a brand new
four
car.
Truckers and some fucking fat chicks from the Midwest heard.
I actually got some inquiries from that. Let's see.
Tracy, you're about to get kicked off the show.
Why?
Don't you fucking imply.
I was so good last time. I kept my mouth shut in front of Gino.
You really did. He was difficult to deal with.
Thank you.
You know, you imply the Bonfire is a better platform than this, and I just don't appreciate it. What was the was the next biggest show you did it on?
I used to do it on Neurotica, my own podcast with Justin.
So it's nothing. It's a big drop off from there. Huge drop off.
Oh, you pulled it up fast.
Let's see. Well, I'm just
this is her go-to thing.
Yeah,
this is all I have, Montreal.
You know how long it takes people to find old emails from
No,
college?
You just put in this is true. This is
from college.
This is from college.
You shouldn't even have the same email.
This is my Yahoo email.
Was that your name, though?
Trixie Chuzini.
Oh, yeah. Are they...
For hiring.
Is this porn music?
Is this porn music? I didn't know what happened. I thought we were having a commercial break.
Yeah. I was like, are we watching a pizza commercial?
Yeah, this is not porn music.
That's my porn music.
Yeah.
Pizza commercials.
Didn't that sound like a Pizza Hut commercial in the 80s?
Yeah.
Where it's like somebody would skateboard in and be like, we're getting Pizza Hut.
Here's the breadsticks.
All right,
let's do it.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is good. I like this song. This is one of my faves. This is a little crazy, but I'm calling in the secret confession hotline to finally come clean on a deep, dark secret that I've had for a while now. I would consider myself like your average college girl, pretty normal in every sense, I would say.
Hey, baby.
But I have a secret confession.
Hey, baby. Drink a little water.
Yeah?
You sound cocky.
I don't smoke pot.
It's killing my boner.
Mm-hmm. She gave a blowjob last night.
I definitely did not. Hold on.
Hey, baby.
You slurp. You got to slurp when you drink it. You got to. Yeah. Oh,
I totally came in that water first. We should just do audio porn.
Yeah.
Good. I have had this like really naughty fantasy, and I know it's bad. It's so naughty that it makes me feel totally guilty.
It's not even that you're good at this. It's just you're willing to do this.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. This is me. This is what I have.
There's not many people that were willing to take this job.
Yeah.
But you're reading it in your regular voice. Read it in a voice.
That's what I'm using. They hired me for me.
Tracy,
Monroe.
Make it hot.
Make it hotter? Yeah. Okay.
This sounds like you're speaking at a Weight Watchers meeting.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't know I don't.
It's a confession.
You know I don't go to Weight Watchers.
At night.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's just say it's not exactly what you would call a typical fantasy. God, I can't believe I'm totally calling in to admit this on the phone confession. Well, here it goes. I have a younger brother, and his name is Cameron. He's 18, and he's, like, totally hot. We've always been very close for being sister and brother.
Yeah. All right, now I'm getting into it.
We tell each other everything. And we spend, like,
come on, we just bought this
a lot of time together. He's like my best friend.
I love the fact that this girl can't read. It's so hot.
Over the past couple of years,
really
I've started to
retards.
Have these weird feelings.
My second favorite category of porn is retarded women who can't read.
Thanks a lot. You're really getting me into this, by the way.
I
totally feel
Monroe,
guilty.
You jump in. You be the fucking little brother. Somehow she's got a little brother with a silky smooth black voice.
Yeah, I gotta wait until you get in.
Get in.
I started like having these secret sexual fantasies about him. Mm. I mean, I know he's my brother, but I can't help it.
Hey, what's going
at
on?
At night,
sis?
I touch myself all the time and fantasize about letting him do things to me.
My third favorite porn category, women who aren't good at improv.
Oh, no, I'm like, why do you keep reading?
I hate you. Oh my God, I think it's starting to consume me.
Just stop. Stop okay, reading. Right.
I thought you wanted to get to the
I don't
want to
hear words like that. Oh. Consume me.
Yeah,
what tell you, that's strange. So people would purchase audio of those stories.
Was it for blind people?
Okay, I don't know if it was for blind people or people that wanted
people
to like jerk off in the car. Yeah. I'm not positive. But they would give me the most disgusting ones because I would say no to nothing.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Did they pay you a lot?
No, I got paid $150 a script.
How long did it take to do?
Maybe like 3 hours. I mean, it wasn't awful.
It's not terrible. Yeah. It's still fucking...
There's a lot in college per script.
Yeah, if you're doing it twice a week, three times a week.
I was doing it as much as possible.
Yeah. And then you sort of feel guilt-free. I know girls who would do like fucking webcam shit before it even like got... And they didn't realize like it was going to be a thing in the internet. Like it was going to always be out there.
Right.
You know, so you didn't do any of that.
No.
Which is great. Yeah. But you were your Trixie Tuzini was at your...
That was just to hire me. I didn't want anyone to know...
Your real name, right. So you used that name.
Sure. That was my alias.
Just wanted to sound like a fucking porn star who was...
I wanted to sound like I was, you know, going to do...
Into Italian cooking.
Right. Yeah. I make a good sauce.
Doesn't Trixie Tuzini sound like a fucking...
It's like turkey tettuccine, yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, she's so exotic, this girl. Mm-hmm. Focaccia.
She's from Queens.
What happened at... Excuse me, Tracy.
You're excused. You know there's a button for that, Lewis.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Cool. God damn it. All right, she threw it back. I like it. I got no problem with that, Tracy. What happened at work? Do you have a day job right now?
No, I don't have a day job. I'm a podcaster.
Obviously,
I'm
a professional podcaster. But did you say you were sexually harassed?
Okay, so I was talking to Monroe before, and I was telling him I used to work in various restaurants. And, you know, there's been a lot of sexual assaults, a lot of sexual advances that have been going on in comedy right now, and everyone's very appalled by it.
Is there new sexual assaults?
I don't think new sexual assaults. I think just like...
I think there's not any more sexual assault in the comedy industry than there is in any other industry.
I think the numbers are probably
very similar.
So I worked in restaurants like my whole life. And, you know, porn, restaurants. And if you didn't get sexually harassed when you worked in a restaurant, like, you felt bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone grabbed each other in a restaurant.
Really?
Absolutely. Every single person.
I know, like, the kitchen staff get very handsy.
But yeah.
I think in the other cultures, it's just like, I think in Mexico, you're allowed to grab a woman.
I mean, I worked in the United States.
That's why they play soccer, because their hands are busy.
I'm just saying it's not as frowned upon to like just fuck. You see a chick, you see her ass, you just fucking go with a little spank. We're like, hey, mommy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true at all.
I think you made that up.
I don't think it's a culture thing. I think it's a shitty job thing.
I think so too, because you don't know what to do.
Yeah, if you have a shitty job, most of the chances y'all are like sexually harassing each other and like, you know, just
you gotta pass
because you have nowhere else to go. Or you're saying like that. I was gonna say maybe because in those environments you have a really shit job and almost a with like fucking poor people and like
oh god, you're going too deep into this. It was just we're bored.
Okay, you were into it.
It's not even. I mean, listen, I wasn't not into it.
I just have my girlfriend. She was a kitchen staff member, smacked her on the ass when she was working in LA at a restaurant.
Right.
Yeah,
and like. It was just like something that like she got really pissed off and she fucking. I think
what year was this?
This is very recently.
Yeah, like that's too recently. If it was 10 years ago, she would have been into it.
Yeah, he's making more money now.
Yeah. All in a day's work.
When he was making like $8. Yeah, it was like, yeah, right. Go smack my ass.
But I think, so, all right, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of it as a cultural thing. You're just saying like other fucking dudes, you guys were just bored, young. Yeah. That's a young thing too. It's an age thing.
Yeah.
Because I think when you're, you know, you start to. When we were kids, we would just do stupid shit. We would always, the way we would hook up was very like...
Disgusting.
Yeah, we would just fucking hook up. It was so...
You get fingered and like, it was fun.
In public, like regularly.
I miss a good bar fingering. I really do.
Yeah.
But you know, that's who I am.
Hey, we got a bar out there, Monroe.
Yeah, nah, I'm fine.
I mean, I think Monroe's married.
My ringer gets stuck.
Oh shit, you got married. I keep on forgetting you got married. Because you didn't make it a big deal, that's why.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So hold on, but this is so the conversation was that I don't think she was really using it to her advantage. So basically, she would let the guy fill her up to do her rollouts, roll up.
Yeah. So at the end of your shift, when you work in a restaurant, you have to do roll ups. You know about this, Lewis?
Fruit.
You have to fruit roll ups. You have to eat all the fruit.
Good job.
No, you have to roll silverware into napkins after you have to clock out.
Oh yeah, the end of the job. You're not even being paid for
you're
that.
You're not
it's
being
like
paid
you,
for
whoever
it.
Does it fastest. Yeah,
right. And you're
it's, like, it's like slave work. It's
exactly.
Restaurant workers hate this specific thing.
I hated it. So there was a guy that was like a shift leader at one of the restaurants, and he's like, "Listen, if you let me feel your butt a little bit,
I'll do your roll ups.
You don't have to do your roll ups. I'll just sign them and say that you did them."
So he wasn't even going to do them because I would, to be honest with you. This is my problem with that.
Right.
Okay. Is because he's actually abusing his power.
Right.
If it was another employee there that was on the same level
as
you.
No, he was above me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And said, I will do your roll-ups for you if you let me finger you or feel your butt. I would think that is a completely...
It's a barter.
It is a completely equal system. Yeah. Or even if the manager... I don't really give a... I don't buy into the fucking power role because he's a fucking manager at a restaurant, whatever, right? Who gives a shit? If he had...
I don't care if he's Mr. Appleby.
He has to... he has to specifically do it himself.
Yeah.
If he's not physically doing the labor, if he could just sign off on it, and that's just fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know why that's... It wouldn't be that creepy to me if he was doing it.
Oh, my God.
Now, here... He used to rub his dick on her butt.
Yeah, but like in his he had his pants on. And
but that's
like,
still leveling up, and that's not just a roll up.
Did
that's
he come?
Like a
No, it wasn't like I wasn't giving him a lap dance.
Well, I'm saying because you could rub your dick.
No, I think it was.
Trust
me.
You got that big old butt.
I literally don't even have a butt, so that's not even true. No,
we assume.
Yeah,
don't tell
you're assuming.
We all assume you got a big old butt.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I didn't ever assume. Yeah.
Thank you, Monroe, for living
just
the
so
truth.
You know, I'm on
living the truth.
Yeah, shit.
You know, I don't have a big butt. He did not come. It was just like a little touchy feel. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I need to get out of here.
Did you feel scuzzy or did you feel like
I felt
you
fine.
Were
I was
you
like
got
18.
A, you got out of doing this thing. You feel like you won.
I would have let him and everyone else, like if I could, if they were like, whatever restaurant you work in, you will never have to do roll-ups again. I'd be like, everyone come rub my butt.
Would you have gone further? If you would have said once a month, you have to give me a hand job and you don't have to ever do roll ups again.
What kind of hand job? Is it like a sexy hand job or is it like a matter of fact?
You can't
use to come.
You can't use the voice you were using before.
You hated
doing
it?
That read. Oh, my God. Like, I'm never going to come, lady. Can we fucking?
That's why I don't get hired anymore.
Hey, I'm going to jerk you off.
Hey,
interesting.
I do not care about this thing. You don't think she should have leveled up? Like, I feel like once you go into past hand groping and it's like he's like grinding on you. You
it wasn't that. It was just,
you
know.
Switch shift.
Well, you should have.
That's a lot. Yeah.
You should have blackmailed them, to be honest with you. You could have started.
Yeah, but when you're 18 and you work in a restaurant, you're like, I need to get out of here.
If you were smart, you could have been like, cool. You would have gotten in a text in a text exchange.
There was no texting.
Yes, it was.
Exchange, whatever it was. You would have had him.
Yeah, you're younger than me, so you had like.
I'm older than you, honey.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Ew.
Yeah. There was no texting. Trust me.
You were 18, so this is 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 16 years ago.
Well, I mean, I don't know about 18. Yeah, 16 years ago. There was no texting.
There was sex in 16 years ago.
I mean, I didn't have it. I had a Nextel.
You should have got him to buy you a phone.
I had a Nextel.
You up.
You should have just been like, hey, speaking to this. You had a friend on the other line. Yeah. Walkie talkie.
What's that? You're rubbing Tracy's butt again for roll-ups? Good for you, Tracy.
You should have recorded him saying
I don't even
it.
Remember his name. Like, those kind of things don't even stay in my brain.
Tell me what you want to do to me into this cup with a string on it.
Was he a kid or was he an older guy?
He wasn't, like, older. He was, like, a little bit older than me, but not older.
Was he under 25 years old?
Yeah, probably about 25.
Speaking to his top boy.
Look, it sucks. Yeah. All that, look.
I don't even remember his name. Like, it did not affect me negatively.
You remember. Thing, this guy, like, I don't know how much I even looked down on this guy. He's a kid.
Yeah.
He's a fucking kid who's trying
I was happy. He was happy.
Everyone got what they wanted out of it.
Yeah.
But would you, if he said,
well, she didn't
was
have
he
no
good looking
butt,
at all?
So I don't know if he really
he
got what he wanted.
He wasn't, like, gross. I wouldn't have dated him, though.
But he was he as attractive as Harrington?
Oh, Fat So Far?
Would you let Fat
I think
So
he
Far
was
scrap
less,
your butt?
I mean, what do I get? I don't need to do roll-ups anymore. If he was like, I'll edit your podcast.
All right, but all right.
I mean, maybe. But, I don't know.
All right. If he said once a month, you have to jerk me off to completion in the bathroom, you don't have to roll up.
No, that's like really, that's too much.
That would have been too
much. That's too much for me.
Because you got to put that on your calendar.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, we got to do the jerking off tomorrow. What I don't. If, and I also don't like public bathrooms.
This is so specific.
That's really like the reason. I'm
all right. What if he said once a month, you have to meet up?
Oh, I got to meet up? I'm at work.
And he's going to, after work, you go to the car, he just jerks off in front of you. You got to watch him jerk off the whole time.
That, no, come on now.
He's got to come. You got to watch him come.
Can you do it in the kitchen when we're like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like
while editing your podcast. One hand.
This guy 18 years ago is editing my podcast?
No, we're talking about Fatso.
Oh. It took a long time back then. He has tape everywhere. It's nuts. He's got a few assistants.
It was like copying and pasting.
It was a whole fucking world. You don't even know.
I mean, you know.
He invented podcasting just to jerk off in front of you. That's the kind of thing.
It's Mark Maron.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give... Listen, the thing
is,
like...
Would you jerk off Mark Maron to get on What the Fuck?
Yeah.
To do your impression of your fucking... Your old read.
Really?
You would jerk off Mark Maron to get on What the Fuck?
To completion?
Yes, there's a price for everything. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, if you were good, you would have hit the... You would have known she was going to say that and had... the Million Dollar Man theme ready to go as soon as she said it. And I'm like, money, money, money. Yeah. We need better production.
Yeah.
We need better
production. How do you think
production.
I got on this show?
You jerked off Mark Maron?
It's like, look, no, my God, you know Lewis?
Me and Fatso Forest, man.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you fuck around Fatso Forest?
Well, I mean, how do you think I get this seat here?
Fatso Forest, did you fuck around Tracy? Is that, are you auctioning off fucking set pieces on
I don't know why.
On my
wasn't
show?
Enough that last week he got blown by a mental patient?
Was that person mentally disabled?
They looked like...
They?
Oh, this what is happened? Real.
They looked like an extra in a movie at an insane asylum.
Wait, what
they
happened?
They couldn't make eye contact.
No, she was a delightful lady.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Did she have a... Well, he did a contest on the SDR show.
Uh-huh.
Where they had a the auto blow too, which is a blowjob machine.
Right.
And not even a porn star, a hooker, just some random hooker, blow Harrington.
Condom?
This is her?
Yeah.
She didn't look that hot, though.
No, she did.
She doesn't look that hot.
She's that hot.
I saw what she looked like in the fucking pictures.
That's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the other one.
Yeah, who the fuck was the other chick there? That chick looks pretty hot.
The other one was a porn star, the other girl.
The other girl was disgusting.
Oh,
wait.
Oh my God, who was she?
That chick looked pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, that was a hot chick.
Oh, Taylor Stevens was the other girl.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different
And she was
day.
A mental patient?
I'm thinking of, there was a woman that looked almost like Zach. It was fucking gross.
Yeah, it wasn't this time.
How many times do you do this?
Well, listen to me, you know, Jay and Ralph, they're in their mid-40s, yeah. And they have to...
Right. Pick... All right.
Assault women. On their show.
Everyone weekly. Listen to the
FBR second
show.
I saw
edit.
Yeah.
The okay. second we saw they had a blowjob machine come to the office, I was like, great, a fucking SDR bit.
Oh, this is who I saw. Yeah, I don't like that shit.
I know who she is.
Fucking gross. That's what I imagine your butt looks like that, Tracy.
I wish my butt looked like that.
I imagine that's what your butt is on her chest.
One
right
day.
There.
One day.
And he was rubbing his fucking Mexican cock in between your butt cheeks. I imagine
he
Mexican.
Wasn't Mexican.
White guy?
He was black.
He should have known better.
The plot thickened.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't imagine black guy. Did anybody picture a black guy in the story?
I mean, he wasn't a dishwasher. It was
the manager
was
of a fucking establishment. The fuck out of here.
Tracy worked at McDowell's.
he was a shift man. Like, he was like the head waiter.
Yeah. He wasn't like Puerto Rican or nothing.
No. He wasn't Puerto Rican or nothing.
Just a regular black guy.
Regular. Black guy.
Did he have a big dick though? He had.
I have no clue. I literally don't even. I just blacked out when that happened. Mm. I would just go to another place. I'd be like, all right, we're done.
How long was the
sesh?
The session.
Quick, like a minute.
A minute? He would just rub and he would breathe heavy.
I mean, I didn't really get that close to him.
Did he ever try to kiss you at all?
No. Oh, nothing. God, no. No, no. I wasn't playing God. That game.
Did he
I had a boyfriend. He was a garbage man.
Did your boyfriend know about the butt rubbing?
To be honest with you, if I told him he knew how much I hated roll-ups, he'd probably be like, good for you.
No way.
Yeah.
He'd be okay with it.
He was a garbage man.
Garbage man, like sanitation worker?
Yeah, sanitation
or like
worker.
Worked at the place?
No, sanitation worker.
Wow. 18, you had yourself a garbage man.
Yeah, he was 27.
You had yourself a union man.
He had a house. Wow.
He loved it. Yeah.
He had a good cocaine habit. It was good. Everything was fine.
I'm sure. But you didn't tell him about that, though.
I would have.
He wouldn't have been jealous.
He just didn't really talk to me much, you know.
Type. Okay.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
So he's getting sadder. What happened with Patreon? What exactly happened? I know that somebody was deplatformed, as they say. A YouTuber from England. What was his name? Give me some information here, Harrington. Give me some information, Shanuna.
Okay. So basically, the Patreon came out and said that this person violated their... sorry, I can't find the exact name of the clause, but the guy's name is Sargon. He's a content creator, and he said a bunch of things that we say, you know, on here all the time. I can pull up the quote. Give me 1 second. And they just nixed him, knocked him off the platform for something he didn't say. I don't think it was behind Patreon's paywall either, which was the interesting part.
Yeah, I know more of it. So he went on. He was doing a podcast interview, and he was talking about white supremacists and alt-right, like kind of the ones who go out to these rallies and are fighting and you know, acting like animals, right? And the point that he was making, he said, I'm probably going to misquote him somewhat, but he said, you guys are acting like what you hate. You're white niggers. He called them white niggers.
Dear.
That's what he said.
Here we go.
And he was like, you know, you're...
Wait, who's that?
This is his British YouTuber, right? He did an interview. And the point that he was trying to make was that they're acting... He was trying to use the word against them that they use, and he was just trying to be provocative or whatever. But I think the point sort of got lost. People got upset because, you know, he's using the N-word. I just can't be bothered with people who chose to treat me like this. It's really annoying. You're acting like a bunch of niggers, just so you know. You act like white niggers.
It's funny.
Four.
Exactly how you describe black people.
He's bleeping it out. He bleeped it out. You're saying it like, no.
I'm counting.
No, no, I got this. Hold on. Everyone, hold on. Take a seat. I got this.
I only see one.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly how you describe black people. Exactly how you describe black people acting.
It like.
Is the impression I get with dealing with the alt-right. I'm just not in the mood to deal with this kind of disrespect. Look, you can carry on, but don't expect me to have a debate with one of your faggots. Like, why would I bother?
Nice to switch it up.
Yeah. Maybe you're just acting like a nigger, mate. Have you ever considered that? Do you think white people act like this? White people are meant to be polite and respectful to one another. You guys can't even act like white people.
Well, that's true.
It's amazing to me.
No, white people are trash.
At the end, he sort of loses the point there because now he's saying like, oh, white people are actually supposed to act better.
Yeah.
Here's what I think happened there. Ready? I know what the point he's trying to make is that he's trying to use this word against these people that mm-hmm. that would like bother them. You know what I'm saying? And he's trying to be provocative. But I think he starts to, when you're talking on podcasts sometimes and you're trying to make a serious point and you try to use provocative language, sometimes you misspeak and it gets away from you. You know what I'm saying?
And you talk yourself into a corner.
And he talked himself into a corner there. So he started saying white people aren't supposed to act like this. And then they're like, wait a minute, time out. What? How are black people supposed to act?
Yeah.
And then them saying the N-word 5 times.
Yeah.
So you're like, the whole thing, you go like, okay, well, you're kind of fucked here. But the reality is, it should just be as simple as like, okay, cool, don't listen to his fucking show then.
Yeah.
This wasn't on Patreon. This was on a podcast having nothing to do with his Patreon platform, having nothing to do with his Patreon page, having nothing to do with his podcast.
Yeah.
He was doing an interview on another show. So Patreon, in turn, took away his Patreon page.
He probably had like 2 subscribers.
I don't know. I think that's not true. I think, how many subscribers did he have? Give me some
more information. I'm pretty sure he's going to blow up now.
He was already blowing up. Yeah. I think he's already a big YouTuber. Am I wrong or am I right about this?
I believe you're correct.
Lewis is going to sign up for his Patreon now.
I don't think that this is a like a no-name YouTuber. I think this is somebody who actually does shit.
Are you going to have him on?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Let him defend himself?
You know, if he wants to come on and talk shit.
I'll be here to count the N-words.
I know you will. But I don't mind people. Look, you know, he wasn't being hateful in what he was saying there. You know, he wasn't trying to be hateful toward minorities. It's disrespectful. Depending on how you look at it, it can be considered disrespectful. You know, when we do it on a show like this or Legion of Skanks, if we say the N-word or the F-word or any of the words you're not supposed to say, we're trying to be funny every time, every single time. We've never, ever used a hateful word at a minority or a protected group, quote unquote. We've never done that ever in a million years. I've never called a gay person a faggot. I did once. I did punch him.
Yeah, like, except for that one hate crime that I did.
No, except that time where
I
we
did
had
one
to be,
hate crime. Two,
I called.
Three, four,
I he happened to be gay. I didn't even realize it as it was happening. He happened to be gay, and that the word that I go to if I'm angry and fighting because when we were kids, this is just the way. I'm 36 N-word. Years old.
Yeah.
Yes. He was black. How was I supposed to know he was black?
I didn't know he was black.
I feel that way in anger. I feel like nowadays a lot of racial slurs are out of anger because you want to hurt that person as quick as possible.
Of course. Yeah.
So you may not believe that in your heart, but the first thing you go to is you're like,
oh, the problem is there should be, there's like a balance. So the perception is this: yes, you want to hurt somebody, right?
Yeah.
So I know if I'm arguing with a black person, if I call him the N-word to his face, well, I'm ready to fight. He's ready to go, right?
Yeah.
But there's people around me, and for my own morality and the way that I want to raise my son and the way that I want to live my life, I don't want to be perceived as a racist, even though I'm not racist and I'm just trying to be effective in terms of using like hateful language to hurt this person.
Word economy.
I'm just the word economy. So look, it flows off the tongue. But you don't like there's a payoff there. So is the payoff worth it to be perceived as a racist or be perceived as a legitimate piece of shit?
But some people don't care. Like in the moment, you don't care. Like,
but that,
you know
what I mean? I'm not above. Like when I say faggot, I'm also not.
Oh boy,
I'm not the time. Oh boy, it's not even like we're having a conversation about these words. You can have conversations about.
You
these
can't.
Words.
Didn't that happen at?
You should not Netflix? Be allowed not to say it if you're having you're having a conversation about it. You shouldn't have to.
You can
be
say
like,
whatever
oh,
words
you, know what
you want. You shouldn't be afraid. You know, I mean, look,
I'm afraid.
I mean, I just watched. I watched Joe Rogan talk about this segment specifically with Nimesh about this, and he just read the quotes. And Joe Rogan's got way more to fucking lose than any of us at this table. So you should be able to be a fucking adult. And I would defend, you know, whether being funny or just having a conversation about whatever fucking words, I would always defend that. And I don't want to work for any corporation that would look at the things that I do and go, well, that's a problem. I don't want to have that job. That's not why I got up and started doing this.
Yeah.
I started doing comedy because I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to say what I wanted to say. I wanted to experience, you know, the benefits of being my own boss and having fun. It's a very fun career to go and talk into microphones and make people laugh. And it's a really, really, you know, rewarding thing in a lot of ways. It's not rewarding if I'm constantly checking myself and going like, oh, I got to worry about that. And I got to, oh, did I say something crazy? Can you edit that out of that podcast? It's not worth it. So the payoff for me, you know.
Now, here's what I feel. Now, here's why I feel like he wasn't like the white thing was real. Because he's not American. So he's on the outside looking in. So he probably does look at a white group as the superior race in America. He's like, why are you acting like the people you hate? And you know what I mean? Like that last part when he was like, what was the last part again?
He said that he was just like, white people aren't supposed to act this way. White people are supposed to be polite and refined.
But he believes that. I know. That's
it's not even it's not misspeaking. He fucked up. He talked himself into a corner. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, that's what happened. I watched what happened there. He was trying to make a point, and he was like, oh, I got this point. I'm going to call these guys white niggers. And everyone's like, oh, mic drop.
And he thought that was going to be the end of his statement.
And then they pressed him on it a little bit.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, and then he's going like, yeah, you know, white people are supposed to be great. You know, black people, you know, what?
I would have kept baiting him too. I'd have been like, what do you mean?
No, what do you mean?
Yeah, just get it out of
him. Tell me more.
I don't know. But regardless, Patreon says we don't like what you say.
That's fucked up.
For whatever reason. And it's sort of an arbitrary line because, you know, the reality is how many people that use Patreon, how do they possibly sift through everything and know what they say on what platform throughout the years? It's fucked up. So you have, for me, I have a platform. I have Gas Digital. I created this. It's a little more difficult to, I mean, you can. People could technically go after PayPal and various other businesses that we work with. I think that net is much wider. I think that there are people that are, that would actually, there are hate groups that use a lot of these companies that they'll probably go to first before they would go after podcasters. Yeah. But when you're dealing with companies like that in Silicon Valley that are, you know, politics is so, it's just such a you know, a part of the narrative constantly in that world. You better fucking believe it. If you're not saying the things they want you to say, that they're going to take away that opportunity. We watch it happen with YouTube, with everybody. They're doing a fucking purge. Legion of Skanks got pulled from fucking YouTube for who knows what reason.
Yeah.
Who knows what reason? If we depended on that as a source of income, you know, we don't. Luckily, we don't. But if we did, it would be a major, major problem.
Yeah, it turned your world upside down.
Yeah. And there are people that we have friends that use Patreon, a lot of friends that use Patreon, and they make a lot of money. Tuesdays with Stories, Cumtown obviously makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
These guys have said shit on podcasts throughout the years that if they, I mean, that's a little bit further. I don't think that these guys are always telling jokes. That really wasn't a joke. That was sort of like a badly made point. Yeah.
That was this aha moment.
But that's a fucking scary thing right there where you can go like, all right, well, now all the money that I make off of this is gone. So, you know,
He was making that much money, though.
He was making like $11,000 a month, right?
What is it? 11 grand a month?
Was that?
12?
12.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
12 grand a month. That's a lot of money, though. That's a lot of fucking money.
That's awful. That's really awful because is it really in their terms of service that
probably
that you can't go on it on like not Patreon content, you can't.
Probably. I'm sure that
I don't know why
they are protected.
Up.
I'm sure they are protected, whatever it is. Let's say Patreon. This is from Patreon. Hi there. Thanks for the tweet. Miley Yiannopoulos was removed from Patreon as we don't allow association with or supporting hate groups on Patreon. So that's when Miley was removed.
So he's considered a hate group?
No, I think that it's against their terms of service. If you use hateful language, and it probably says
but
on the platform or not.
But who doesn't use hateful language?
Well, it's pretty arbitrary.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
the problem.
It's because they don't really have, they got like just a, I don't even think they have like a bunch of people looking.
Right.
They're just going off a report.
Right.
So like
people
Twitter
are reporting
released
it.
This thing where they're like, oh, black women are the most attacked on Twitter. And they looked at the language, but it was just like a bunch of like how we all talk to each other.
Oh, like, so they use an algorithm.
Yeah.
They use it. Oh, that's hilarious.
So it was
they
like,
they were like, oh, well, we got to look at what hate language. So,
yeah.
And it was just like them black speaking. People,
basically, they said between the, like, I maybe I'm reading into it too much, but they basically tried to highlight, like, oh, you know, black people use aggressive language and we see bullying heavier amongst, like, the black Twitter users. Like, no, that's not true at all. Yeah, that's
you're
how
just,
we speak.
You guys you're speak just... real. What you want to do is you want to change the culture. They want to make black people more like white people. That's what's going on. Okay? That's the reality.
Well, flavorless, goddammit.
They're
just
trying
to finish the tweet before their phones get turned off.
I use seasoning salt.
Doggy,
I do.
They want black people to act right.
Yeah.
And it's the most racist thing, dude. The way that fucking the media and this kumbaya, we are all one horse shit, it is the most blatantly racist thing in the world to
Thank
me.
Thank you.
I watch it and I was like, this shit is fucking garbage. The way that they treat minorities, gays, even women, like they are second class citizens, like they are less than it. Like for me, it's offensive. As a brown person, it's offensive to me. If somebody came to me and said, hey, look, listen to me. All these white guys are getting on TV. That's not fair. We're going to push you to the head of this because this is, you know, this is just unfair for years and years and years. Because
they're going with the one that makes them comfortable.
I'm going like, what? So like, it reminds me of when I was a little kid and I had a free lunch card. You know, I pull it out and everyone go like, ah, well, good. Go enjoy your fucking lunch, you fucking poor savage.
Everybody was poor.
I think we talked about free lunch last time on the show, but we weren't, not everybody was poor where I grew up. It was like 4 or 5 kids in my class got free lunch and it was a blue card like you were a fucking Holocaust fucking victim. Yeah. You have to walk with your blue card to the front of the line and you got, they had the free lunch kids get up at a separate time.
Oh God.
Then the other kids.
They're like, look at and the poor.
It was like a black kid, a Puerto Rican kid, a little white trash kid. We all just fucking go. We're all dressed like the fucking dirty kid from the Peanuts. It was awful. We were all dressed like Pigpen, just gross little dirty smelly kids in sweatpants.
Oh, you're just a poor version of the Burger King Kids Club. One of you in a wheelchair.
Yeah. I felt the same way though. I'm glad that you said it because I always felt the same way. I'm like all these diversity high like things, I'm like, oh, that's kind of racist. Because you're not going with the best person. You're going with the person that makes you more comfortable and doesn't make you feel
And make me guilty. Better, motherfucker. Yeah. It doesn't make me any better for you to make it easier for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my hand like an idiot. Like,
we already have challenges, you know what I'm saying? And that will make it. But if you try to lower the bar, that's not actually the reason that black people typically, and this is the truth,
are better,
funnier. Like maybe not better in the writer's room, maybe not better at showing up on time, whatever it is that they don't get hired.
I feel like black people in writer's rooms don't get the really
doggy the way
right
black people
their
kill
experience. They don't get to bring their voice. They got to bring the voice that people understand. Like, all right, so I'm not bragging anything, but I'll go to like these meetings where I'm trying to pitch a show and they're listening and listening and all they're looking for is, well, where's the black experience?
Right.
You know what I mean? Not the whole, oh, this is this guy's personal experience. They'll be like, how about this reach black people?
Right.
You know what I mean? And in writers' rooms, I feel like it's the same thing. Like, they look at you
like
give us some black shit.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's, I mean, I think that it's an easier way to do it, right? So they're not...
What do you mean the easier way?
For them, they get to kind of hit on a few different things. They get to feel as if they're like, look, I'm giving back to black people.
Oh, yeah.
And then they also don't have to digest the fact that it's a much deeper experience. It's not just being black or being white. There's so much more. There's so much more to it. I mean, like for me, I don't really lean into being Puerto Rican. I was thinking about Tim Dillon yesterday because I thought of a great character that he should play.
Yeah.
He doesn't lean into being gay at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't use that as his thing. And I think it's harder for black people to not be expected to not use it because you wear it on your fucking skin. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just an easier way to
Tim wears it on his skin though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's actually those are herpes.
It's like a weird thing.
Lesions from his many diseases from having sex with underage boys.
Like I was writing a show about the growing up in foster care, but always the whole thing was, well, but how does it affect, you know, like you as a black man? Nigga, I grew up in foster care. What do you mean?
Right.
How does it affect, you know?
How would you know?
Yeah, but what do you feel about this then? Do you feel, because we're talking about diversity, do you feel like white women should be included in like diversity?
Oh, I just talked about this in my act. In my specialized film, one of the points that I make in it is that women
look at Shannon
are fucking the fact that women claim
you're diversity, not diverse,
bitch. You are the most privileged.
Okay. You are white.
You are literally the most privileged out of everybody. You are white. False. And you have a pussy. I mean, holy shit. If you are a white woman and you are poor, you need to fucking look in the mirror and figure out what the fuck is wrong with you. What did you do? You are a white woman and you're poor. What did you do? Get off crack. Get off whatever the fuck. You fucked up somewhere. If you're a pretty white woman and you're poor, I mean, come on. What the fuck is going on here? What is happening? You walk out, it's even a woman. If you're a woman, I don't give a fuck any time. Unless,
no.
Dog, unless you look like fucking, but even ugly women, dude, even ugly women can fucking just honestly go use that pussy to get themselves to the next level.
So you're saying like you have to.
I'm not saying fuck men for money.
That's literally what you're
not
saying.
What I'm saying. I'm saying play the game. There's everyone in life is dealt a certain amount of cards, okay? Mm. Being a white woman is an ace in the fucking hole. If you are a white woman, if you're playing Texas Hold'em, and you have a fucking white woman card, you're going all in. Yeah. I'm telling you. And if you lose, something happened there. There was some outlaw. There's some crazy fucking circumstances because you really are playing your cards wrong.
Do you think I'm playing my cards wrong?
Are you poor?
I mean, I'm not poor.
I mean, if you
when's the last time you had to do roll ups?
Yeah. Well, I'm using my card on that one.
Yeah.
If you went to like if the NBC diversity thing,
right?
Like if you were in that room,
I hate.
Would you be like, oh yeah, I belong here.
No,
I'm a minority.
But you know how many white men wait on that line, and I'm like, I don't understand what happens when you get to the front of the line. Why are they letting them audition?
I think because they legally can't tell them not to audition.
But it's like, why are you going there? That's very
Thomas
strange.
Thomas Dale fought for that though. Remember?
Yeah. Well, he's gay.
Yeah.
I consider being a gay man or a lesbian more.
Yeah, you're
more,
a minority.
More of being a minority and in the diversity umbrella than being a white
woman. I'm going to be a minority soon.
I just exclude white women because I feel like in history, it was the family that was a part of, you know what I mean? White women were a part of the oppression,
you
too.
You got it. You didn't have to go to war.
They didn't have to go to war. Like, hey, vote. What about us? We couldn't vote. It was like, shut up, bitch. Like, you were a part. You were
go
feeding
rivet
them.
Something.
Yeah.
You couldn't vote. That's another thing.
I feel oppressed.
When's the last time you voted, Tracy?
I vote in every single election. I got to get a sticker.
That's a lie. No one votes in every
single
election.
I do. Everything
edit that lie out. I won't let it be said on my show. I want you to take another time her saying rarely or never or something. I'm sure it's on this show.
You're a comic. You
bullshit.
Got shit to do.
No, I go vote every single time. Everything since I've been 18 years old, I have voted in every election that I was able to vote in.
Then why didn't she?
Because rubbing up against her ass.
She was like, Cynthia Nixon win.
Why didn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know. I voted for her. I watched Sex in the City.
Can I get another?
I even tweeted about it.
Yeah. Another coffee, please. I feel like we're picking on Tracy today.
I just wanted to know because I have a white woman here, but that was always my thought. And I'm like, I'm not like who should be a part of diversity, but I felt like that's
not. No, I understand.
Like,
the NBC honest. Diversity thing, I always question why just like straight up white people are standing in line.
Are they saying like Jewish is a minority? Are they saying like maybe
I don't know.
Like,
listen,
Russian?
I'm doing my ancestry. I'm waiting for it to come back. So question mark, maybe I am a minority.
You're Italian.
Right. I'm Sicilian.
Nah.
Yeah. That's where my family's from, but you know, question mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's what they told me.
We run this network. Yeah. I mean, there was a time where we had like 15 shows on the network, and there wasn't a single woman or brown person besides me. I'm the only brown guy.
Yeah.
And it was starting to get a little weird.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like we were like, oh well, we have to go out and get a woman or a black guy. Like but it was something that was like we're like it does look bad.
Did you have an ad up for a? Like literally like a woman or a black guy?
That was being funny, yeah. I believe. Yeah. I think I like tweeted something like that. But...
Who are your women on the network?
Lisa Ann, uh-huh. Shannon, Marissa's on the Godfrey show. Marissa and Godfrey, they fucking hit two check marks right there.
Your girlfriend's on Subway Creatures.
Oh yeah, Subway Creatures. Right. Yeah, and they have a black guy and a girl on that show as well.
When you hire a girl, do you make them have a black eye with them?
But we never diversified on purpose.
Usually just come with one. Yeah, like, one. This is my bodyguard.
My girlfriend's? Of course, obviously. But we never said like
she can only come with a black guy.
We never said like, oh, we need to hire, but it was definitely something that was sort of in the air, like, oh, it wouldn't hurt if this person was also right. female yeah. or black, because the perception. So and then you sort of realize like, you know, a network, the type of pressure that they really deal with, you know, and there's people that are they just spend their time going online and going like, cool, let me go through NBC's roster and see how many gay people are being represented on primetime NBC on different right. shows that they have.
But then that's unfair because they don't know. They want the obvious gay person then.
Right.
They want the flamboyant or he speaks gay or he's in front of your face because... Right.
Stereotypical.
Yeah, yeah. There are
but
gay
they also don't want the real...
Like,
they don't want real gay. Just like they don't want real black, they don't want real gay yeah. because real gay guys rape...
Oh,
that's it.
Oh my God! Don't edit this out. Leave this in.
Real gay guys.
Gays rape.
That, I mean, by this definition of fucking, let me tell you something.
By Patreon.
You know, gay guys that I know yeah. that have just grabbed my fucking ass or dick. They
but that's
don't
not rape.
That, I'm being provocative and saying rape. But I mean, yeah, but sexual assault. They sexual.
What are you, a female comic?
Doggy, they sexually assault like motherfuckers. Gay dudes love to fucking rape. What do you want me to tell you right now? Okay?
I gotta go.
They will grab your dick. Zach, you hang it. You're a fucking half a homo. Yeah. Am I wrong or am I right? Or real gay guys, you get
real
to a fucking.
Go to a gay club
on a Friday fucking night. And I went to a gay club one time with a buddy of mine. Just mm-hmm. literally
yeah.
for shit.
Yeah, just
and giggles.
To try it out.
Just why not?
Just for a taste. Just
it's when we were selling comedy club tickets and yeah. my buddy was actually, I think he was a weirdo. I really do.
Yeah.
But he was like, dude, you know where you could sell?
Wait, not gay, just yeah, weird?
He was weird.
He wasn't gay. He was married, has kids
oh.
and everything. But
oh, yeah, because you could definitely not be gay and be married with kids.
I don't call a guy who fucks women, has kids, and fucks guys on the side. I don't call that gay. I call that guy a weirdo. What do you want me to say? That's what Gonzo did from the Muppets. He's a weirdo. He's married, fucks guys on the side. That's not a gay guy.
I didn't
guy.
See that episode.
I never seen that episode at all. Yeah.
Well, that's what he was. He was a weirdo. That's his actual class
yes.
of alien.
He was the
weirdo.
Monster. Yeah.
I'm watching Muppet Babies with my kid lately. So.
Did James tell you about that? He's like,
no,
Gonzo's fucking guys on the side.
The point that I'm making is that, we were selling comedy club tickets. I was like 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know where you can fucking crush it? He was like, just go into these gay bars at night. And these guys, they just want to talk about whatever. And you just try to sell them comedy club tickets. So I did it like once or twice. We went to, he was a really good looking dude. And he would crush it. He would go make like $500 in a gay bar just selling comedy club tickets. And I was just like, I was just like kind of a fucking chubby Puerto Rican. Who
did you let them rub your ass?
No, I didn't do any of that
shit.
Well,
guess what?
Yeah, but I didn't do that well with it. But they will fucking straight up. They're so aggressive.
They.
They're so aggressive. You know, Chicago, the Bronx. Wait, who are we talking about again? Real animals.
I think that there are certain, the gay culture that we think about when we think about gay guys, especially in New York City, I think that there's a certain culture of that.
Yeah.
I think it's way more prevalent than you think. Because think about this, dude.
No.
Think about when you're horny, right?
Mm-hmm.
The depraved shit we've done and the fucking... creeps that we become when we're horny. Now imagine on the other side of it, there's another, imagine women on the other side of it were that horny and that creepy and that depraved, and they were also, they had full balls, and we would just come and we would just fucking
I mean the guys they fuck in the park by my house. I know that there's like a meetup.
I think that there's more of that than you think.
Yeah,
we gotta get Tim back on the show and talk about this because we have discussed this before. I think that gay guys in general, I think there's a lot more hooking up, a lot more fucking randomly banging. And I think, I don't know, if you look at the percentages of being sort of, what do they say, promiscuous?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that gay guys are promiscuous at a much higher level than straight men or straight women. And it's not because of like something in them. It's because of opportunity. You know, if a woman was willing to suck my dick at all times, if I could go into an app... Yeah. And meet up and get my dick sucked at all times. I'm telling you, I would have AIDS. So AIDS is not a gay problem. It's an opportunity problem.
Yeah, so AIDS came from an opportunity.
It's just a fucking opportunity. It's always, there's an open asshole waiting on every corner. I'm telling you right now, look that up. Look up levels of being promiscuous or some
look
sort
up
of-
open assholes.
I bet you that's a thing that's out there. I guarantee you.
I guarantee you the opening lines on Grindr are a lot more forward than the opening lines on Tinder.
You guarantee or you know?
I've been out of the game for 5 years. I've not had either.
Also, he only downloaded Grindr thinking it was a sandwich app.
Right.
To be fair.
You can't find sandwiches anywhere here.
It's a fucking great joke. What are you doing?
Wow. You have the best grinder jokes, Lewis.
The best. But we agree then, whenever these people are looking for gays, they're just looking for people who are obviously like sing-songy.
Yes. And then they're looking for, they want a nice, happy, yeah. They don't want to think about the bloody, shitty sex that's happening every night.
They want Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. But the other side of that is
what any
fucking...
That's what any thing. They want the caricature.
Yes, they want Carlton, you know, I mean? Banks.
Yeah.
They don't want fucking Tupac.
If they want the black guy, they're like, either we're going to want hood or we want like nerdy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same. And then you show up and they're like, oh my God, we've hit the fucking jackpot.
That I'm a hood nerd.
Are you a hood nerd?
Hood nerd.
So YouTube, we're talking about people purging, right? Patreon's purging some of their accounts. YouTube has been doing it for a while. But they also, we brought this up, I would like to give ourselves credit for probably being a part of the solution here. You know?
Shannon, our expose?
Yeah. Was anybody talking about this but us?
I don't think so.
Had you heard anybody even mention this anywhere in the fucking world? We are the ones who cracked this shit wide fucking open. But YouTube is deleting some of these mom videos, these mom channel videos. Here's what we noticed, okay? And this was literally, listen. YouTube is deleting hundreds of sexually suggestive mom videos, but not fast enough. So I don't even know what these creepy mom videos are yet. We'll watch this video in just a second. But what we noticed a while ago, we were talking about ElsaGate and like these weird videos that were coming up, right? And then we happened upon like a mommy blog. And this mother had videos of her daughter bathing. And like a 4 or 5 year old girl, like in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. Now, it was also the mom would go, one blog would be the mom going shopping and they'd go to the supermarket and it's like, look, little fucking Candace is, you know, she's picking up bananas, right? And then the next one would be like, oh, we're going to the park and she's playing with her friends at the park. And it's just normal. This is a straight up mommy blog.
But for some reason, one of those videos.
And then, then it would go bath time video. Now,
I don't approve of a bath time video.
Bath time video's got like 10 million views.
And the other's got a couple thousand. Bath time and video, comments would be disabled.
Comments disabled on bath time video.
Yeah.
So the mom would do it. The moms would disable the comments.
But keep the videos up, knowing what these fucking
like drawing
are doing,
people in, yeah.
Because they're getting paid on this. Oh, and they're getting video. Like, so they know there are men masturbating to their fucking children. They know. And they keep it up because they fucking monetize it. And it's just, it was one of the seediest, creepiest things because it was like, I mean, it's just like, there's no way to even.
Softcore like, child porn.
It's just, it's not even a thing you would even think exists. Like, it's just such a weird, specific situation. You're like, wow, that fucking mom is one of the biggest people, like. Almost should be fucking arrested. Almost should be arrested.
Yeah,
because it's not like maybe it's not illegal to put a picture of your kid taking a bath, right? Which, by the way, I won't even put a video of James like at the pool now, like with his shirt off, because that shit fucked me up. Because it was so apparent that there are fucking pedophiles scouring the internet for videos of children.
Yeah,
10 million views on this bath. That was like so like eye opening.
It That's
was
too
like,
many.
Crazy. Okay. So
it's just one guy.
Like my dick.
One more time.
Rub ducky, you're the one.
But it's like, yeah. So are these the videos that they're purging specifically, Shannon?
Yeah. I'll pull you up one of the ones I have. They did purge them already. I couldn't actually get to the site, but I have other news outlets that have little clips.
All right. Let's see. Let's see what they're.
So there's more than one woman doing this.
So this is just, I guess, what is this?
That's her son?
Something that they pulled from there.
I thought that was a fat kid.
It might be.
Hold on. Let me find another one.
What is this?
That's a mom doing that?
Family is family.
One second.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is the Susu. This is the family.
Yeah.
And they do weird shit.
It's an Asian family.
Yeah. It's just fucking bizarre already. Just like the feet in the mud. That's like, they hit on a lot of these fetish things as well. This is what those kids' videos were doing. They were,
Oh, bare feet in the mud. It's got to be.
Yeah, but they hit on multiple fetishes that sort of like, and on ElsaGate, they were coming up with like an algorithm. They were coming up with like computer things to like generate like Elsa and Spider-Man in a bath having a fear of being lit on fire, and like all those things are big things that like kids will fucking like search, and then they would come up, and it was bizarre and creepy.
Here's a different one with the family.
But she got a, why is she dressed? She got a panty showing. She got her titties out. Yeah. Okay.
Who's this guy? This guy's another podcaster. Let's see if he's better than me.
Oh, maybe she forgot she was wearing a dress. Maybe she. Oh no.
What if he's just beating off to it? It's like, oh, so hot. Yeah.
Video she posts. Oh God.
Oh, she knows what's up. That's her husband's idea.
She has a Facebook. Oh no.
Maybe.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really? Yep. Wow. I'm gonna have to censor that. Let's just call it out here. What's happening? If you haven't figured it, oh my God! Look at this move. Look at this move. She puts the leg over the child and she does the pussy scoot. Look at this.
Mom's decently hot, to be honest.
Look at that shit. So blatant. All right. It gets weirder too, though.
Yeah, sorry. It's fine.
The pussy scoot really should be a dance.
The pussy scoot. Ooh.
Yeah, the mom's not bad. She's kind of hot.
But I thought like, this has something to do with her kids.
But that it is, because she's spreading her legs, showing her fucking cleavage. Showing her cleavage, and she's got little kids right next to her. So the people that are turned on by this specific thing, they're turned on by this sexuality around a child thing. That's what they're, that's ultimately, it's not just a pussy. You know, because you can see a pussy anywhere. It's not even a pussy. It's an average-looking Asian woman without actually showing her pussy.
Yeah.
But a woman spreading her legs while a kid's right there.
But isn't incest porn, like high?
Yeah, but that's not...
That's not incest porn,
though. But it's not. I'm talking about...
These are actual children. That should be removed. That should fucking 100%
be removed. No, that should be removed. But it's, the information is out there. What I'm saying is, like, people are into that type of shit. Like, they're into seeing moms.
Taboo, yeah.
Yeah, they like that.
Well, look,
shit.
Now, all right, so now she's breastfeeding. So.
Yeah, that kid, way too old to be breastfeeding.
Mom's pretty hot. I'm not even into Asians, but.
Look at all the breastfeeding videos. Remember the lady with the giant tits?
I love her so much. Somebody hit me up.
Two little kids.
Pull up the lady with the giant tits that breastfeeds. We talked about her plenty of times in the show, but she's got a YouTube video. And
one of her kids has like a mustache, and he's still breastfeeding.
Doggy, this woman has
comes home from work. Ah, oh, such a rough day. I had to grind on this big girl's butt.
Doggy, when you see when you see these fat titties on this big woman,
I know.
Look at this dude. Look at this fucking. Look at the titties on this fucking animal.
Jesus Christ!
I'm surprised that she hasn't been taken down, because she does her whole thing. Like, breastfeeding is beautiful. That's her whole thing. But she's. Yes, this is her. But she's so hot and her titties are so fucking retarded that it's like, it's just porn. 90% of the people that are watching you do this are just...
Oh my God.
Look at this kid. Hey guys, I have the best life ever.
Check out my mom's titties.
Look at those fucking... Look at them.
She's a wet nurse though. So that's not her kid, right?
No, those are her kids. No. And somebody hit me up, a fan of...
She's being attacked. This is a gangbang.
Doggy, look, I'm not a pedophile, but you can't tell me those titties aren't
the breastfeed if they high five.
Those are some of her friends. Those aren't even her kids.
Yeah. You can't tell me that those titties aren't crazy.
They're righteous.
That kid plays for Madrid.
Right in between. I would stick my dick right in between there right now. I'd move their heads out of the way. I'm like, no, my turn.
Are you kidding? I'd use their heads to mush their heads together. Hold on tight, boys.
Look at him.
What the fuck is she talking about, though?
That doesn't matter.
Nobody can't be talking about
anything. Nobody's ever turned the volume up on these videos. Yeah. Who's ever listened to what this bitch has said?
She's probably giving her opinion on Trump. Or fucking
Look at those fucking... And this is YouTube. This is a great loophole. So...
Jesus.
That's also why the way I describe
look
her.
Look, he's playing
he's
with
not
it.
Even breastfeeding. He's, never he's like, this is fun.
He's like...
There we go.
This kid's going to spit her titty out and be like, and remember, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah. There's no milk. This is just titty sucking.
Doggy.
She hasn't had a kid in like 12 years. She doesn't have any milk.
I had a Legion of Skanks fan hit me up saying that he used to fuck her. And he was like, no, this chick from like his hometown. He said she's fucking batshit. She's like a major slut and a fucking batshit crazy.
This girl?
I don't believe
crazy?
When people say they know people.
I believe
this kid got a fucking stress ball under her. Yeah.
Yeah. I could watch this all day long.
I think we're gonna.
Yeah, why not?
Tracy, can you read your script again while we watch this?
How great is she, though? Isn't she hot? Look at her.
I mean, she has a face.
Yeah, she got a great face, too.
You don't think she's...
No, I haven't even looked at it.
Those kids are just fucking having a blast. Look at them. Look at them. Look at how fun it is.
No, the crazy part is she's not even lactating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's not. This is just straight.
She's like, you want to suck my tits a little bit for YouTube, kids?
There's no milk.
Just move the camera down. There's one in between her legs.
Yeah. Silky, living, delicious. Okay, all right, stop. This is distracting now.
She's selling do-rags?
So,
by the way, if we ever get really podcast famous, we need to make a video where it's me and you breastfeeding on her.
Oh, sure. Just fucking pet her. I love her. I'll make it the third fucking... I'll fire Shannon. Do you know how much better of a Shannon she is? She provides life. She's Shannon, but natural. Be better, Shannon. You could be that woman if you actually got your shit together.
By taking out my boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get little kids, though.
Nothing.
Can you show everyone the tit jar that we got you?
Yeah.
Here, look.
Aw.
So we put tips in it. Is it based off of how much we sexually harassed you?
I feel like that's part of it. I feel like after every
how bad we feel, how guilty we feel, we put money into it based off of how badly we disrespect Shannon. I mean, the tip jar is in the shape of a tit, so...
By nature, it's disrespectful.
It's just extraordinarily disrespectful. There's boobs falling down from the screen. She's sitting next to a boob.
His name is Forrest. Fatso Forrest.
Yeah. So, all right, look, the holiday's coming up Monday. It's Christmas Eve. We will have a Christmas Eve show, by the way. The whole show, you might not like it, guys. The whole show is going to be us singing Christmas carols. The whole show. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm not breaking from this. The whole show, we will be singing Christmas carols and just doing a couple Christmas stories here, but... If you guys love my voice, this is going to be quite the show because it's basically a Christmas album for free coming out on Monday. Silver bells.
Don't give it to them all now.
It's Christmas time in the city. I can do all old Christmas songs, by the way. My voice is designed for Christmas tunes. Is that why it's called a crooner? Yeah, Christmas tunes? Crooner? Ring-a-ling. Hear them sing.
Yes, come on, we're going to do a whole episode of this. Let's not start. He's trying to break you in.
Christmas Day.
Is that Bing Crosby?
No, it's Louis Jacobs.
Oh, shit.
But I can sing fucking I'm dreaming of a white... Christmas,
I bet you are.
Just like the ones I used to know. Boop, boop, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Now, this will be Monday, the whole show singing Christmas tunes.
Are you going to throw black ones in there? Because white Christmas songs suck.
There's black Christmas songs?
What?
Yes.
I don't know where my dad is on Christmas. We got no presents under the tree. Mommy's working another shift at the hair salon.
Do a Puerto Rican one. Stabby, stabby, stab.
Oh, come on, man. Too real.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? It's Christmas Eve.
So, but that is Monday.
Wait, what
coming
are the
up.
Black Christmas?
Yeah, what I mean,
oh, Run DMC.
No, how would I know?
All right, I left my phone out there.
You can't sing them.
I'm not talking about that shit. Put on Donny Hathaway's This Christmas. I'm talking about same songs, just sang better.
Oh, same more black.
Yeah, just
but the same ones.
Just black Christmas songs.
No, they're regular Christmas songs.
No,
sung
they're
by black
better.
People.
They're like way better.
No, they're the same
she
song.
She put them on. Listen.
Yo, son, I've been dreaming
listen
of a white Christmas.
Shit.
There's no one breastfeeding. I'm not entertained at all.
This already makes you feel better. You're already in a better Christmas spirit. Listen to his voice. Ready? What the?
No,
I
like sex song.
No, no, I like more.
Yeah, but we know this song.
This is nice. No, that's nice. All right, just pause.
Black Community, Nothing for Christmas is a very different song.
Yeah. I think that's fine, but I like my Christmas songs to be a little bit more like black people weren't allowed in the country club. They were singing them.
I'm dreaming. Hey, get that black out of here. What are you doing?
That's a those are terrible songs, man. Not terrible songs. Just no rhythm. I don't know.
We're going to do the Alvin and Chipmunk song. Sweet.
Which one?
Christmas time is near.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not doing it. I don't want to bust our load.
Wait,
right
are you going to do any church songs?
No, we're singing our. You will have a whole fucking list of Christmas music that we will
nothing
sing.
Nothing religious?
Are you doing Cold Outside?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, but if you're doing any religious ones, I'd like to join you.
No, you're not allowed.
Are you religious?
We need somebody that can
sing.
I sang
in a choir, so I know
who
all
can
the religious
sing.
Ones.
We need a person that can sing to be on the show on Monday.
I feel like Monroe just busted it out. I feel like he should come back. I think Monroe has a great
what
voice.
Time? What time?
Same time.
It's 11 a.m. It's a Christmas show.
I'll be eating
show.
Seven fishes. Sorry.
I told Karen Margolis she can come in, but is she a good singer? We need some people that can keep
I can just
up
play
with me.
Background. I can just.
I thought you were going to say you just play bass. I was like, really?
Bring Mateo. Mateo can sing.
Oh, I bet Mateo would be fun.
I mean, he's like an opera singer.
That is true. But then he's going to fucking show me up. I don't want somebody that can sing that well.
So we'll bring
see.
Tim.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe Tim Dillon?
Yeah, Tim can sing.
That is true. So look, real quick, it is almost Christmas, so we might as well, to save a little bit more money for the holiday, we got a few days left, let's give them one final Scam That Jew.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam That Jew.
Ooh.
Great producing.
I'm just going to play it in the background while you introduce it.
That's great. Guys, it's the Christmas edition of Scam That Jew?
Yes. There aren't actually any Christmassy submissions, though. But there are some good ones.
Okay. Well, this is the Christmas edition of Scam That Jew. And if you guys want to join the Scam That Jew conversation, scamthatjew@gmail.com is the email address. So send your scam in. It's got to be something that can be pulled off fairly easily. Nothing that's going to make any of our listeners go to prison. You got to be able to really talk your way out of it. That's sort of the idea. Mm. How many scams submitted?
I have 5 in total.
Wow.
One's
from my sister. My sister's a psycho. She loves this segment more than anything
in
the world.
Your sister's great.
My sister's a fucking loon. She really is. But she's a big fan of the show. So shout out to Jenny, Janice E. Gomez. What was hers? You can read hers first. She's not getting the fucking shirt. I already told her. We're going to think I'm a phony, and I'm just giving it to her. She's my sister.
You should give her a shirt.
No, right? You only get it if you get a winning scam, and she's discounted from even being a part of the contest.
Okay, this is one from your sister, and the title is, God damn it, doggy, I want a shirt.
Okay.
If you're poor like me and don't have any health insurance and think you may need glasses, just head to any store with a lost and found, Target, Walmart, shopping mall, etc. Explain that you lost your glasses there and see if they'll let you take a look through what they have. I then sort through any, try on different prescriptions until something feels right. I have 2 or 3 pairs I keep around for reading.
Amazing.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
You can get like chronic headaches from that shit.
Yeah, I feel like you need a specific. But I mean, you would know, right? I don't need glasses, so I don't know.
Putting on somebody else's glasses is an instant headache.
Yeah, yeah, I've put on glasses, but is it like if you...
If my glasses were a little weak, I would get a headache by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Is the prescription that specific, or can there be slight variation?
It's pretty specific.
Yeah, but for reading glasses, it's just like...
And for certain people, your eyes are... like, you have a different prescription in each eye.
Yeah.
Ah, that is also true. Yeah.
So that's why that doesn't make sense. I thought she was going to, like, go to, like, the glasses store and then just get a prescription and run out.
You can go to the Lost and Found and find frames and then get your prescription put into those frames, though.
Yeah, and that's way cheaper.
And that's really, yeah.
You can go to Warby Parker and just pay $75 to get a new prescription put in the old frame.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. You can find really expensive, nice frames.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a great scam, Jenny. Bring your fucking, you know, if you're going to, you're begged for that shirt, bring the fucking right scam. I'll tell you right, I won't even discount her. She sent like 5 scams. She's crazy.
Yeah.
God, give me something else. There's got to be better than that. That wasn't great.
Okay, this one I actually might try because I need new furniture. This is from Ron, and it's about Wayfair furniture.
Oh, I know about this.
If you need to order new furniture, here's how you can save some money doing so. If you order furniture through Wayfair.com and say it arrived broken or misshapen, they will send you a brand new one without needing to send the other one back. So sell the other one or keep it, or in any case, you could have 2 couches for the price of one. Mine actually did arrive without the pieces fitting perfectly together.
And that's how you know. That's, by the way, that's the way all these scams are found out, is you deal with something in life and you go like, oh shit, I realize that I can actually just scam here now.
Yeah.
So that's all right, I like that. So good, continue.
I like that one.
He just says his actually did arrive without his the pieces fitting together. He hit up customer support, got a new one free of charge and no shipping fees.
I like it. I like it. It's not a bad scam right there. Wayfair scam.
But did he do it again? Because that's the only way you can prove
if it actually worked.
Because
If
your shit didn't have pieces, then you...
You can do it again. And you could also ask them not to send you a new one and say that you don't even want the first one. And they will refund you.
And they won't. And you don't have to send it back.
Nope.
How many times have you done that?
You've heard.
I've heard. Whoa. You could do it a lot of times.
No.
I've heard.
Shut All right, up. I need a rug.
You guys should come over.
I'll do it right now. I need a chair right now.
Yeah. What kind of chair do you need?
Let's go and wait for it right now.
Do you need a beautiful velvet desk chair?
I need a nice
$350 that's in my house?
A nice comfortable chair in my living room because I have a decent couch, but I want a nice chair as well.
You want a video game
chair. An accent chair.
You want like a chair and a half?
So I would say not even an accent chair. I would say like even like a comfortable, like maybe even reclining type
chair. Like a chair. You want a chair and a half. I'm going to guide
maybe,
you.
Maybe.
A chair just for you.
What is Wayfair? Let's see.
Wayfair is an amazing design website.
It's expensive though.
No, it's really not.
Not when you don't pay for shit.
It's not IKEA, but it's real stuff. You don't have to assemble a lot of the stuff. It's regular furniture. You can get like solid wood furniture. All different price ranges.
Accent chairs.
I would go for a chair and a half, to be honest with you.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called a chair and a half. So it's like it's almost like that chair that you go to someone's house and you're like, oh, I'd like to take a nap in that.
Yeah, okay. So where's that?
So go if you search chair and a half, it will come up.
Massage chairs? What?
There you go. Mm. And you also want to get a ottoman with it. You see this?
Oh.
I would never steer you wrong. There are certain ones that you could also customize with fabrics.
So now what do I say now?
You order it and you pay for it with your real money. Yeah. And then it comes. And then you're like, ugh, this is the worst. And you call and you say, you know, it has one leg. It's ripped open.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, was there any damage on the box? This is all I've heard. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard this happens.
But they don't ask for any pictures or anything.
They sometimes like they'll ask for a picture. But, you know, I mean, just send a picture.
Send a picture of the missing legs.
Yeah, like
send a picture of air.
Right, don't put the leg on. Like, it's not that hard.
Okay, yeah.
And then they're going to be like, you know, we've actually had this complaint before. Someone else also complained.
This guy, Ron, who's a fan of the Real Ass Podcast.
And they're going to be like, okay, so we're so sorry for that. What we could do is we could send you out a replacement. And then you're like, all right, but I don't know. I mean, I have to ship this whole thing back. It's so hard. And they're like, no, actually, you can donate that one or get rid of it. And you're like, oh, thank you so much. Or you could say, you know what? Fuck Wayfair.
Why would I want 2 chairs?
I don't want this. I've decided that this is shoddy craftsmanship, and I'm going to purchase another chair at another time.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, all right, well, we'll just refund it. You can keep the chair and you could donate it. And you're like, I'm on the way to the Salvation Army right now.
Actually, I chopped it up already. Yep. It's in my fire.
Yep.
I like it. That's a solid fucking scam. If that works, then I will try it. I need to buy a chair anyway. Worst case scenario. It definitely works. Tracy's a scam artist. I like it.
I don't know
if you... Are you a scam? Okay, I got it.
I like it.
You guys should come over. We should have a nice dinner at my house. At my dining room table.
Let's do a fucking dinner show at Tracy's house. Let's go with the next scam. That was a good one right there.
Okay, this one has to do with the Comedy Cellar, so I don't know if you want me to read it.
Oh, dear.
You can read it. I don't care.
It's from Dylan. It's a free dinner scam. So this scam
is... you get drinks at dinner, wait for Louie to go up, say you're offended,
It's not far from it.
That's really it. That's very true, though. Yeah. That's it.
If you say you're offended, they'll just refund your money, and that... I don't know.
It's worth getting rid of you. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. So this scam is to get a free dinner and a show with almost no work or risk. As everyone knows, the Comedy Cellar has a policy where if you don't like a performer, they will cover your dinner tab. Just find a night when Ian Fidance is performing and go and order a big meal until after Ian is done, and go complain that his comedy ruined your night and they will comp your meal.
Dog, that is the best. And it will
wait. Does
Ian's.
Ian jerk off?
It'll
in front
make
of
them not book Ian, and it'll make me so happy. Because it's one of the only things that Ian has in life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so fucking
That is
funny.
One of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard in my entire life. I encourage everyone to do this.
Was, so nice. When they said Dylan was his name?
No. Dylan, yeah.
Is that his last name?
Yeah, right? It was a kid trying to fucking get ahead.
That's so fucking
funny. Ian fucking... He's great. I love him. He's banned from the network for 3 months. I talked to him afterwards. You know, he's a little bit crazy, but I have to stick by my banning, which is fine.
Wait, why is he banned?
Yeah, I don't know
he
about
this. He
didn't
show up to the show. He bailed on the show last minute.
Wait.
Like he didn't, he told you, like, I can't do it?
Yeah, or? But it was last minute. It fucked up my day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just talk to him about it. He's a good person.
I don't know. He banned him for 3 months. I talked to him. I told him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, he started crying and screaming, fuck you, but whatever.
I could write every single one of these scam emails.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so many shirts.
Maybe I gotta share some
scams. I'm going to talk to you.
All right, give me another scam. Let's go.
Okay, this is from Josh. It's another free hotel room scam.
Okay.
Okay, here's how you get a free hotel room when you travel for the holidays. Works every time. I'm home for the holidays. But you, I'm home for the holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, no. If you have a little kid, or I guess lie and say you have one, all you have to do is bring along a Playboy or any porn mag and go to the front desk and freak out and say your child found this in the room. Boom, free room for your next day, or they will comp your room that night. Works every time. P.S. Lewis, you suck for not coming to Minnesota on tour. And before you say, why didn't I come to Chicago? I came all the way to New York City to see you for Legion of Skanks, and you moved the show to Ralph, so I spent $60 on a cab ride that night, and you fucks weren't there, Josh.
Aw, poor Josh.
The scam's fine. I mean, we've done plenty of free hotel. If you find a way to complain, you could probably get a free hotel room. I tried to do a scam the other day that didn't work. So I think we gave this guy Scam That Jew winnings as well, where somebody said 865-309 to use that and like...
So a checkout.
For a checkout to get the discount applied. This is just such a common number that if you really are in any city, if you're like a CVS, you type in 917-867-5309, more than likely somebody would have used that number and you could get their 10, 15, 20% discount, apply the points.
Yeah.
I tried to do it at Duane Reade and I got caught, like literally lying. I did it and they were like, oh, which one's you? And then it turned around, it was six different 867 and it was all women. I was like, oh, it's my girlfriend's, that one right there. And he clicked on it, and he literally, a picture popped up, and then he looked at me, and then he went,
she would never date you.
Sir, this is not your account. And he literally called me, and I was like, I don't know what to tell you, sir. You know, can I just go, please? And it was embarrassing and uncomfortable. And no, they wanted me to confirm the email address. It was like a whole fucking to-do.
Yeah.
It was a whole
to-do. That's so intense for a maybe coupon.
Well, 10, 20%, depending on what you're buying.
Yeah, but you're banking that this person is not only using this phone number, now they have a coupon available.
Yeah. Well, I always have a coupon available at, in fact, I'll just tell everyone.
Then just do your own.
I'll tell everyone my Rite Aid number. Why wouldn't I tell everyone?
Because
I
get the points. Yeah. No, they'll get the points, too.
Is it your personal phone number?
Receipt.
No. But they don't. I don't ever use the. I don't care if they use the. Like, if you could purchase something for free after a while at points. Yeah. I think you could do that every while. Yeah. I don't even care. Everyone used my old phone number, which is 646-600-3498. It's some other guy now, so don't call him. I feel bad for this guy because we gave that number out a while ago.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, fucking people started calling this guy like crazy. That was my old number.
Yeah.
But if you go to Rite Aid, I'm a silver member. I get 15% off of every purchase. So if you want 15% off of any purchase at Rite Aid, use that phone number.
I live across the street from Rite Aid. I'm going to do it.
Dog, you take my old number. You know my old number's in your phone. Just when you go to check out, 15% off anytime.
Okay, cool.
Anything you buy.
All right. Wow. Dope.
Fucking dope.
Ball out and ride.
Come on, baby boy. Yeah. What else we got?
All right, here's the last one. This is from Shane. It's a little convoluted, but I think there's something to it. So sign up for an account with FanDuel Sportsbook. Deposit $500. They will give you a risk-free bet. If you lose, you receive $500 in sure credit that you have to gamble one time to withdraw. Make a $500 bet. If you lose, sign up for Sugar House Sportsbook account. Deposit $250 using the promo code 250MATCH. They will match you $250. Now you can bet on both sides of a game to make sure you can't lose. You will still make over $200 with no risk. If you get two bets right in a row, you can make $1,000. The only thing is you need the $750 to start with.
That's brilliant. I don't know enough about gambling. Harrington knows gambling very well. Is that an accurate thing that he just said? Can that be done?
As long as you don't have to hit rollover minimums, yeah.
Look that up. If that actually works, and you can just, and if you only do it one time.
Oh, it says they both offer only a one-time rollover requirement before you withdraw.
So it's $200 yeah. minimum, up to $1,000 if you actually fucking win. But so hold on, explain it to me. Does that work? If I had $750 right now, and I just wanted to make $200, that's a safe bet right there. It's a guaranteed $200. Is that foolproof, what he just said? Because that might be the winning scam. If it's just giving me $200 to $1,000 for just putting down $750 and I can take it out and within a couple weeks I have that money back in my account and there's no bullshit, that might get my vote. Figure that out for a second because we're all going to vote on this.
Figure it out, Fatso.
Yeah.
Or you can get a $400 chair and a half.
I'm going with the Wayfair. Facebook Marketplace.
You could also order a black vanity and then you could keep selling that over and over and over again on Craigslist.
What do you mean keep selling that over and over?
I'm just saying, like, you could keep doing it and keep telling them that it comes damaged.
What? How wouldn't they eventually catch on?
Because it came damaged every single time. Like, legit.
Oh, because it's black and it's going to have scratches on it.
No, it was just like a damaged
It's crazy.
Piece. It was like,
so you're just
there's certain pieces.
Fucked up furniture.
No, there's certain, like, I have a black vanity in my dressing room.
Yeah.
And
you got a house or apartment?
I have a co-op. It's not a big deal. There was a black vanity that I bought. It came damaged. Mm-hmm. I was like, it came damaged. Just like this guy, it really happened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Were like, okay, you know, donate it. We'll send you another one. And I was like, okay, but it came damaged. And it happened like 3 times and I sold them all on Craigslist.
You just kept on selling them.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, send me one. I was like, okay, guys, this is like really cute and all. But like, can you just send me a regular one this time?
Yeah. Okay.
Does it always really come damaged or?
It really came down. Like,
Wayfair,
I just wanted the vanity.
The Wayfair scam is pretty fucking solid. Okay. Yeah. What do we think here? Harrington, you know the gambling side of it. My problem with that is I feel like that there's something that's being missed here in that other one.
Well, I mean, if you lose the FanDuel bet, you get that money back in FanDuel credit, which you'll then need to bet to win. You know, like that site credit, you can't pull that off.
So there's a chance that you could lose your money, but not lose it. It turns into credit.
Right. So like if you lose the FanDuel bet, but you win the $250 Sugar House bet, mm-hmm. you would still have lost that $500 on FanDuel. You would have made that money back essentially in Sugar House, and you would just have that money on FanDuel to play with.
It is a little convoluted. My problem
is something. I'm sorry, because it says that on the deposit, the $500 deposit on FanDuel, they give you a risk free bet.
It's risk free. So if you lose the FanDuel bet, they give you your $500 back.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to then roll that over and pay for it.
Yeah, so that's what you're using to bet on the next thing that you're betting.
But what if
both
you lose again?
Because you're betting both sides. I think on also the Sugar House.
I feel like this math doesn't really work out. Am I crazy?
It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
I
don't
like it.
It's
so convoluted. And here's the thing. I'll tell this guy right now, if we find that this works, I will give him, I'll give him a fucking shirt because it's great, right? But I got to give the shirt to the guy with the fucking Wayfair.
Yeah.
The Wayfair scam.
I'm going to vote on Wayfair.
Ron.
Ron with the Wayfair scam. I think that's pretty damn. We have confirmation in the room that it works. It's a pretty solid fucking scam right now.
I was going with the Ian one.
Yeah. Well, the Ian one's good too, but you know, to be honest with you, I don't want you to scam the Comedy Cellar. Ruining Ian's career in life makes me feel good, but I don't want you to scam the Comedy Cellar.
Go after big business, not small business.
Great opportunity for a lot of great comics. So, yeah, I'm going to say the Wayfair scam it is. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Ron, with the Wayfair scam.
You're welcome, Ron.
All right. Christmas edition.
Yeah, we're going to let's get a couple questions to wrap this one up. And it's been a great show. Real quick, let's plug some stuff before we do that, though. Monroe, anything to plug?
Yes. No Need for Apologies, the podcast. That's me and Derek Gaines. We release it every Sunday. I am at Union Hall January 6th at 8 o'clock. And just follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Monroe Martin III.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Tracy?
Sure. I have two podcasts going right now. I have Teen Mom Trash Talk, and then I have 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. They're available wherever podcasts are available. Also, you can go to TracyCarnazzo.com for my upcoming show dates, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Trixie Tuzzini, TRIXIETUZZINI.
Zach Amico. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny, and check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network. It's just comedians sitting around bullshitting, watching horror movies, and I hope you like it.
All right, guys, I got a couple things coming up on the road. February 2nd, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. I will also be at Uncle Vinny's in March. Me and Bisping are doing some stuff, so I'll be announcing those dates very soon for London and Toronto. Yeah, make sure you check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. If you love the show, the latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and YouTube, but every episode we've ever done, the entire on-demand library of this show and all the other shows that I do, available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial to see if you enjoy the premium service, ad-free episodes, uncensored, great live chat as well. 5 days before they go to iTunes or anywhere else, you get pre-release on these episodes as well. So for $7 a month, it ain't fucking bad, doggies.
Also, listen to The Thing Is podcast on Gas Digital Network with me and Maddie Justiscoles, dating podcast that we usually have comedians on. So super funny.
Fuck yeah. And also, guys, New Year's Eve, it's coming up, man. Next week, Legion of Skanks and Friends live at the Creek and Cave. Stand-up performances all night long. Live podcasts all night long. Myself, Big J, Dave Smith, Zach's going to be coming and fucking hanging out. We got a bunch of great comics that are going to be hanging out the entire night. Mike Racine, Greg Stone, Justin Silver, Kim Congdon, many, many, many more. Come and hang out, guys. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the greatest fucking party on New Year's Eve. Nobody parties like the Skanks. We're going to get fucked up all night. 9 p.m. everything starts. Grab your tickets at creeklic.com right now. Go grab those tickets in advance.
Lewis, before we jump into questions, they've asked in the chat room if anything will be streaming live from the New Year's Eve stuff.
Yeah, we're actually, for New Year's Eve, we're going to be starting Legion of Skanks late. We're starting at 10 instead of 9:30 like normal. And we are going to do a countdown to midnight on the East Coast. So you guys can do the countdown with us live on Monday night, Legion of Skanks. We'll be doing, to be honest, we can stream the entire night. We can stream SDR show. We can stream Real Ass Podcast. I mean, there's ways to do it. It's supposed to be Dave Smith at, Dave Smith would go 6 to 8, and then the dice season ended. So there's nothing at 8, right? So yeah, we can start streaming probably 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Yeah, we're good. We're money. Doggies. All right. Let's get some questions going.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right. Got some great questions from Instagram today. This is from jdizzle_az. Says, are you, Nick, and Tim still thinking about doing a show together, doggy? Tim Dillon, Nick Mullen. Yeah, I love doing shows with those guys. I would love to make something work. We approached SiriusXM. They didn't seem to be interested. We could do a podcast. There's a way to make it work. I would love to make it work in the new year in one capacity or another, even if we just fucking got together once a month and did something and just put it out for free and, you know, just to fucking put out something cool. We do work very well together. So I know people have been clamoring for that. Who knows what the future may hold? We have a lot of stuff going on. I do this show 3 days a week. I do Legion of Skanks. I do Believe You Me twice a week now. So I'm very busy, and I know Tim and Nick are both very busy as well, but never say never. Maddie Dubs 489 says, why are you so bald and gay? Okay.
Who is that for?
I don't know.
I think it was for me.
Both of us? All right, let's go. Let's see. I saw another one that I actually kind of fucking liked. Let's see. What the fuck? Sorry, guys. I thought I had another one. Ready to go, but okay. All right, so this guy Nick A. Sousa says, saw you both in San Francisco, great job. However, during your set, some assholes were recording you and you had to tell them to stop. Afterwards they decided to turn their attention girlfriend
and began recording ass. I don't know what that means. I was furious but didn't want to ruin the night with calling them out and starting a drunken brawl. My question is, how would you like your fans to handle something like that during your set? So somebody's recording me and they start being assholes. If somebody is ever like heckling me at a show and you're in the audience,
yeah,
take a salt shaker in between your knuckles, okay? And start hitting them in the side of their ear with it, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a free t-shirt after the show. I don't appreciate hecklers. I'm not there to deal with hecklers. Yeah. So if you're an audience member and you want to violently take it upon yourself, it will only, you know, get you some free shit from me, likely. Probably smoke a blunt with you after the show. Or don't. You know, yeah, if it happens and, you know, this is being used as evidence, make sure, Harren, can you keep this part where I say I'm kidding? Because I was just kidding. Don't actually do it. But, you know, come on, doggy. You know what the fuck's up.
I don't like the recording thing. I still don't get why people are recording.
They don't know. They don't know. Yeah. They don't know why that's like a faux pas, yeah, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know the reason we don't want to be recorded is most comedians, they're working on something and they're trying to work on material to one day put out, even if it's as simple on their own fucking YouTube channel. And stand up is very fickle, and one word makes all the difference in a joke.
Yeah.
And until a joke is ready to be taken out of the oven, I think it's a comedian's right to decide when that is presented, where that's presented. It's this thing that bugged me about Patrice O'Neill's Master P album, because it was released after he had died, and I don't know the story. Maybe he was going to release it. I don't know. But if he wasn't going to release it, as a comedian, I know that I wouldn't want just some recording of me to be released without me having the final edit, final say of the way it's done, and approving every sort of, you know, part of it. So I weirdly, people love that. I don't love it anywhere near as much as Elephant in the Room because of that. Because I'm going like, I know Patrice fucking, that was his thing. And Comedy Central, they did their own edit or whatever. But that'd be interesting. Somebody knows that. I don't know. Was Patrice planning on releasing that Master P?
Yeah, it was great though.
Yeah, it's great, but it's just like it just wasn't. It didn't seem done.
No, I felt like I'm Better Than You didn't seem done. That was the snippet, the album that came out afterwards was like 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah,
no.
Mr. P was his actual album.
He was alive when that released.
Yeah,
I apologize. Yeah. I'm thinking of it was called I'm Better Than You.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of something completely different.
And you can't really find that anymore.
Yeah, I'm talking about whatever they released after he had died that he didn't fucking have his say. And I remember hearing just parts of it and being like, this just doesn't sound done.
It was it was funny, but it was all in the moment, like crowd work type shit.
Yeah. But, so that's sort of why. But no, you don't fucking have to do anything. Typically, a comic can handle the situation. If somebody's heckling or somebody's being a fucking dick, I like when people say something in the crowd. I love it. Like
it's
if I'm up there,
his job
they're ruining your experience.
The heckler, though.
Look, for the most part, I'm telling you right now, comics, we work every night. We do stand up comedy every night.
Yeah.
If a show gets ruined, it sucks. Or if there's a heckler, or you know, it sucks. But it doesn't really go beyond that. I don't, you know, we get off stage, we go to the next spot. That's that. You guys are only seeing one or two shows a year. You guys are paying $30, $40 to be there that night, plus a fucking drink minimum. They're ruining your experience. Yeah. So how would you react if somebody was taking money out of your pocket that you work hard for?
Exactly.
You know, I think it's appropriate to react however the fuck you want to react to that, because I think they're being extremely rude to the other people in the audience, not only to the performer, but to the other people in the audience.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
All right, let's wrap this one up. This has been a fucking great show. Monroe Martin, always a pleasure to have you.
Thank
Monroe
you,
Martin, III on Twitter.
Yep, on Instagram.
Trixie Tuzini on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Chin _. I am Shannon Lee, at Zach Amico, at Louis J. Gomez, at Real Ass Podcast, at Gas Digital. Guys, thank you for listening to today's show. We will be back on Monday with a very special holiday edition of the Real Ass Podcast. We're going to be eating some cookies. We're going to be fucking... Shannon, I want cookies on Monday.
Okay.
I'm dead ass. I want some dope fucking cookies, okay? Mm-hmm. Some milk.
Okay.
Christmas treats. And it better look fucking dope. It better look fucking cool. And you have to be dressed as Mrs. Claus, and Harrington has to be dressed as Santa Claus.
I can dress as an elf. I have that costume.
Yes.
All right, fine. All right, guys. Thanks
so
much.
I'm going to fill your jar.
For listening. We'll be back on Monday. Merry Christmas.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.